78 degrees and rising in Nashville. Right now it feels more like 84 degrees. We're expecting it to top out today at 96, but feeling more like 105 as a heat wave starts back up in Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona, and here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested more than 100 people at a bar in Memphis this weekend. A local immigrant advocacy group calls it the largest single immigration raid in the city's history. The Memphis Commercial Appeal reports that around 1 a.m. Sunday morning, ICE arrived at a bar called El Corralón with a warrant related to alleged illegal gambling machines and drug activity. But they came ready to arrest a large number of people with multiple rented buses. The immigrant rapid response group Vecindaros 901 decried the raid, calling it rooted in prejudice. ICE confirmed the raid but did not provide more details. A spokesperson for the Memphis Safe Task Force tells the Commercial Appeal that this was not its operation. Memphis Mayor Paul Young says Memphis police were not involved in the planning or arrests. Officers did respond to assist with crowd control and traffic. Young called the raid unsettling and said those detained deserved to be treated with dignity. The Nashville Electric Service plans to develop a unique retail electricity rate for data centers. The NES board approved a recommendation to make this change last week, along with a new method of charging data centers for the transmission infrastructure needed to serve them. This is happening now because the Tennessee Valley Authority finally introduced its own rate change. NES buys its power from TVA and is subject to its rates, policies, and decisions on how to generate power. TVA is constructing more gas plants, largely to support demand from data centers. TVA revealed the new rate change last week, but it did not show its math on how it would protect customers from higher bills. More Nashvillians are taking the bus. WeGo's latest ridership numbers show a big increase from previous years. WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports the growth comes as the city invests more into transit.
WeGo saw more than 10 million rides this past year. Those ride increases are across the board, on local routes, the WeGo Star, Middle Tennessee's only train, and on regional buses. Nashville's been investing more into its bus system ever since the 2024 transit referendum. That's when voters greenlit a half-cent sales tax increase to directly fund transit. One thing those dollars are supporting is the Journey Pass program, which provides free bus passes for qualifying residents. And earlier this month, the program expanded the list of documents that can qualify you. They now include documents from the Housing Choice Voucher Program, Medicaid, and WIC, among others. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.